from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Friday's top of hour two means the Angelic Tones of Ole Miss. Evie, who's on the road. She's in New Orleans. Evie, how you been?
I've been great. And I was actually at the Carousel Bar in the hotel yesterday evening. And I can tell you, it moves. It really does move.
I was thinking that wasn't even real when Kevin from Muletown said that. Now, let me ask you this. Can you get dizzy and get sick on this thing, or is it safe?
Yes, I think you can. Like, I get motion sick pretty easy, and I just – it was packed by the time I got in there. And I just stood there looking at it, and it made me kind of motion sick. So, but I'm going to try. I'm going to give it a try again and go in there today and see if I can get there before the crowd. They had a great band and singer, and it was fun, but it absolutely moves. I mean, and it's not fast. It's not going really fast, but it's enough that you can just stand there and watch it and definitely see it moving.
Evie, I'm not trying to be invasive, but when you're famous like you are, people want to know, why are you in New Orleans?
Okay, well, I am here with two of my friends from high school, and I'm not going to say how long ago that was, but many, many years, and one of whom was my college roommate, and we hadn't seen each other in a while, and so here we are at the Hotel Monteleone sharing a room. So that's interesting when you're sharing a room with people you hadn't been around in quite a number of years. So I'm actually in the business center this morning, where it's probably all of 34 degrees. So but I'm really happy to get to be here and happy to get to be with you today.
Are you on Bourbon Street, or where's this hotel at?
Yes, literally, it's right on Bourbon Street. I think it's technically, actually, it might be. I'm right, Iberville, Bourbon. I'm right around that. Yeah,
know exactly
area.
Where you're at. Now, before we get actually to something substantive, let me say this. In my times down there, and I'm not a big blue cheese guy like on salads and stuff, but I had a blue cheese po' boy down there. I don't remember which place. It might have been the best thing I've ever had.
I'm a bit like, I am a blue cheese freak. I love blue cheese.
Try it.
So
try it.
I'll have to find that because I love some blue cheese.
The other thing is, now this is during national championship week and all that, but they say don't leave your cell phone on the table because they will steal it right in front of you. So be careful with that too. One more tip.
Yes, and I'm bad about, you know, setting my purse down, my phone down, my room key. There's just so many things to keep up with here. So, yeah, yesterday I think at one point I was panicked trying to find my phone and it was in my pocket. So I'm
all
learning.
Right. Are you ready for a headache? I've got something for you here. You're gonna need aspirin after this one. You ready?
Oh, okay.
No fan in the 863 down in Central Florida says, guys, LSU, Bama, Georgia, Clemson, Florida State, Ohio State, Michigan can all go 11-1 at the same time. Who gets in?
Oh,
told you.
Yeah, that's a little too early for me after spending my night in the carousel bar. Good question. I mean, I think...
I mean, Georgia. Georgia's in there.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I just think that you have to say Georgia. Yeah, that's what I'd go with. I laugh, you know, with the SEC meetings going on, the number of articles I've seen out there, Lane Kiffin unplugged at SEC meetings, and I'm like, oh Lord, this could go a number of ways. You know, what does that mean? But I laughed where he was talking about being out there and said that he, you know, just his decision to stay in Ole Miss and not go to Auburn. And he said, yeah, Bruce Pearl interrupted my dinner a couple of nights ago down here and said, we could have been buddies again. So I thought that was kind of funny.
That is funny. You know, I've told you the story about Bruce. He's up there and he gets divorced. And everybody saw the pictures, just, you know, him on a boat with his new girl and all that. But his ex actually had a business up there on the main strip, which is Kingston Pike there in Knoxville, called Alimony's, a haircut place. Did you know that? I'm serious.
Yeah, no, I don't think I knew that was the name of it, but that's pretty funny.
That sounds like a baby Kiff kind of thing, too. That's why I brought that.
That does sound. I think his ex, Layla, made out pretty.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Yeah, she's probably doing pretty well. And he's, it's funny, last weekend before last, when he had his graduation party for his oldest daughter, Landry, going to Ole Miss. I mean, you know, I think we talked about that. Kiffin was up on stage singing, and he could play a pretty good guitar. I had no idea.
Wow.
So I think he's definitely happy in Oxford. And like we said, daughter starts Ole Miss here in the fall. So that'll be fun. He even talked about it at the SEC meetings and just, you know, reiterated that, you know, when people asked him again about the Auburn job, and he just said, I have a daily reminder with a daughter who lives with me that I would have had to move away from, you know, if I would have taken the Auburn job. So there you go.
Ole Miss TV with us every Friday. Down in Sandestin at the aforementioned meetings, they have come up with a one-year for 2024 format, still 8 games, but a 1-7 because we're doing away with divisions. That's not been up for debate. There are no divisions after this year. And the commissioner said we are going to try and honor traditional rivalries. Now, Mississippi State Ole Miss was never a threat to lose its charm, its yearly game. But what would be the second biggest rival for Ole Miss that you wouldn't want to lose this one year in 24?
I think LSU.
Yeah.
I think Ole Miss and LSU. That's just such a big game. I mean, I know everybody, you love Alabama, the Alabama rivalry, but LSU, I think it's a very heated race. It's not always a healthy rivalry, but it's definitely a fun one and goes back so far. So I think that would be one fans would be really sorry to see go.
Where was Ole Miss in this debate? Because at the moment they say maybe 5 schools, not including Alabama, were for going to 9. Where was Ole Miss in that debate?
You know, I don't know that they really made public that. I think that, you know, when you ask Kiffin, he always says, that's above my pay grade. I can't, you know, I don't talk about things I can't control. I think that from what I heard, they were fine with the 9.
Yeah, so. I mean, at Kirby Smart, now obviously Kirby Smart's got the world, right? So it's easy for him to say this. But he said it really doesn't matter between 8 and 9. Well, if you're Georgia, it doesn't. If you're a team that's teetering on 6 wins, historically, that could be a problem, right? I mean, because an additional game means more money, even though ESPN hasn't promised any. But it also could mean another loss, which could be hurtful.
Absolutely. And when you're talking about, you know, teams in the SEC playing each other and beating up on each other and going through the murderer's row of the schedule against each other, you're absolutely right. That could make a that could make a big difference and could be legitimately the difference between making a bowl game or not. So I understand where there's a lot on the table there.
Jim in Jupiter, Florida says, ask Evie, are there beads and hurricanes involved on your trip?
Hurricanes, yes, because one of my friends can just hardly wait to get over to Pat O'Brien. So, heck, she may be dressed and ready to go when I get out of here. And now as for beads, I think the only beads in my future might be the ones that are in the shop across the street for sale. I don't think that they're going to be any in my future any other way. I won't procure them any other way.
My first experience with the beads, I didn't even know that was a thing, was 1996. The SEC basketball tournament was in New Orleans at the Superdome. And even though it wasn't Mardi Gras, they were all doing the same thing with those beads down Bourbon Street. Same thing.
Yes, that was probably quite eye-opening.
Well, not only that, but I could never understand. What's the charm of collecting so many beads around your neck? What does that prove? What are you doing there?
I don't know. I don't own any, so I'm not really sure what's happening there. We were supposed to take one of those dinner river cruises. That you have to book, you know, well ahead of time, and was all excited about that. And then one of my friends, who I guess she's just not as tech savvy, said, oh, I kept waiting to get the email confirmation, and I went back and looked, and I never hit submit. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I don't know if anybody has a recommendation for one of those that I could get in on short notice.
I don't know if you were able to listen earlier, but on the text line, somebody wants to know, can you lend Coach Pete Cordelli your phone?
Oh, I was listening, and he got disconnected a bunch of times. And I think, didn't that happen to me once? And finally, I think y'all told me to restart my phone.
And did that happen to you? I don't remember.
And it happened, but it was just like maybe it happened like two or three times, and y'all told me to restart my phone, and I did, and then it was fine.
Man, we were trying to get in some really good Lou Holtz, Nick Saban stories and couldn't get to it. Just
Toledo,
couldn't do it.
I know. And I got to tell you, listening to him just briefly, he has a great laugh. I loved his laugh.
No, Pete's got stories from, that would last forever. And I was all excited only to get rejected there. So,
well, maybe he can come in person, like you said. And speaking of, when we have SEC media days in Nashville, are you coming in to the Omni?
Because I don't want to. I don't want to be anywhere near it, but I may have to.
Okay.
Evie, safe travels. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
There she is. The angelic tones. Absolute angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie. Such a pleasure. Next up, Kevin Hagan. We talk Alabama.
Good morning. There's a couple of accidents still getting some attention out here. Just allow yourself a little bit of extra time. It is Friday. 24 is pretty crowded westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area. Just trying to get out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Putting the final touches on a crash at Nolensville Pike in Harding Place. That one had some injuries earlier in the 4700 block of Lebanon Pike as they clean up that crash over in the Hermitage area. Watch for some radar on I-40 coming through Dixon County. Hey, it's time to call Crest Pest Control. They do more than your average pest control company. Check them out at crestpestcontrol.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud sponsor of the Atlanta Braves and the Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients in state and federal court throughout the state of Tennessee, all the way to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
The Jim Rome Show.
There are still things that are triple U, including people who take pictures and then crop them and use them as their biopics. There's got to be another picture of you. You cannot take a picture with somebody else and then X that person out of the picture, crop them out, and leave yourself in, and then have it all off-centered, or maybe have somebody's claw still on your shoulder, or part of their ear still in the picture.
The Jim Rome Show, weekdays from 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio. He spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
That's true. Those promos are meant to be accurate. That is true. All right. Kevin Hagan joins us every Friday. Again, I'm not trying to trick you. We tape it on Thursdays because his job says we have to do it that way. We honor that. He's so good at it. We talk Alabama. Take a listen.
Kevin, let's just begin. You sent me a picture of a location where you were, and you told me it's okay to ask you exactly what was that.
Well, tricky. It was not me. It's from my oldest son, Jordan. He is at Nick Saban's camp today. With his stepson, my step-grandson, Braylon Arnett, a freshman Jack linebacker out of Scott County High School in Georgetown, Kentucky. For those that don't know, Scott County is a mega football power in the state of Kentucky. And we made it possible. Braylon is down there. Today is the first of 10 high school camps that Coach Saban will have at the University of Alabama, and Braylon is participating. And so excited to follow his future as he looks forward to a college football career. And certainly if it's possible, you can know where I'll be steering him to. But Team Hagan is at Nick Saban Camp 1 today in Tuscaloosa.
How do those camps go? How are they run?
You check in from 8:30 to 10. It goes to 6 at night. Coach Saban is there. He's hands-on. In his address this morning, he talked about the three focuses of the day: effort. You know, he talks about the fact that you don't have – effort doesn't require talent. Effort comes from the heart, mental toughness, overcoming the heat. You know, it's going to be really hot down there today in Alabama, and kids like Braylon, that's a different environment than what we've been dealing with so far. And just about responsibility and focus to attention, your responsibility to your high school team and doing your job. But, you know, they don't take just everybody that wants to sign up. They cap it to a reasonable level. The assistant coaches are there. Coach Saban's there. They push them hard. There's no physical contact or whatever. But, you know, they work their butt off till 6 o'clock. And, you know, tomorrow's camp and this weekend, you'll start to see, you know, the elite players trickle into the camps. Now, you remember 10, 15 years ago, you know, a lot of recruiting was players had to come to camp and they had to perform at camp and work out at camp in order to get a scholarship to Alabama. That's not quite as much the way that it's run nationally. As things have changed in recruiting, players, sometimes players come and they don't even necessarily participate in the camp. Alabama just wants to see them, weigh them, measure them, and those types of things. But Nick Saban's camps are still an integral part of the recruiting process. And to be honest with you, it's kind of when I begin to kind of focus in on the next recruiting classes when we get to the camps and you kind of focus, because as we've seen over the last few years, Alabama right now sitting at 7 commitments in this current recruiting class. The last couple of years, Alabama has picked up, you know, 14, 15 commits between now and the end of August. So we'll see recruiting really pick up Alabama over the summer.
The coaches on Tuesday and Wednesday in Sandestin were discussing various things, but the future scheduling model. And Nick, for many years, espoused for more SEC games, always was trumping for that. And in the last couple of months, he's reversed his thoughts on that. And hey, he's allowed to change his mind. But do you have some insight there?
Yeah, I'm a very strong advocate of going to 9 SEC games with the addition of Texas and Oklahoma. I like the idea of being able to rotate. I think that if you stay, which is rare, if you stay 4 years at an SEC institution, I think you should have the opportunity to play everybody in the conference at least once. I'm crazy enough. I'd be fine if they want to have 10 games in the SEC with the expanded 12-team playoffs. Let's be honest, a one loss in the SEC isn't going to kill you. Obviously, teams like Kentucky, Vanderbilt, the two Mississippi schools have been strong advocates for staying at the 8 teams for obvious reasons. I know people here in Lexington, they don't want to go to a 9th SEC game because, you know, oftentimes it's going to be a game that they're probably not going to win. They'd like to continue to play all the MAC schools that they play out of conference. But I really, really want to see the 9-game SEC schedule bill, and I will be bitterly disappointed if that's not where we end up.
But why did Dick reverse his thought pattern on that?
That's a great question. I don't know if he's been lobbied by the schools to go to 8 or what. He's always sending the message of, you know, he was a big advocate of what I said, being able to play everybody in your conference during your career. I can't speak for him because I haven't had, you know, I haven't talked to him about it, obviously. But it's surprising that he would not be the advocate for the 9 games that he was a few years ago. If I had lunch with him, I would tell him I was disappointed he changed his mind.
Here's my thinking. If you're Alabama, you're good either way, right? It shouldn't matter whether it's 8 or 9. If you're what you ought to be, you're in whatever. If it's 10, you're in, right? So
absolutely. I mean, it can be taken that you're saying, well, maybe we need to play, you know, that extra Tennessee Chattanooga game or whatever on your schedule as opposed to playing another SEC game. Hey, if you're one of the elite teams in the Southeastern Conference, then you should be willing to play 9 games or 10 games. And like I said, I mean, I think if we go to the expanded schedule in the Southeastern Conference, you know, I think we'll get to the point where we're going to see SEC champions, you know, have one loss, not have any undefeated teams. And with the 12-team playoffs, like I said earlier, that's not such a big deal. But here's the bottom line, Bill. I want to see the best teams playing the best teams, okay? I would rather see Alabama play Missouri, who quite honestly I don't give a crap about. But I'd rather watch Alabama play Missouri than watch Alabama play East Tennessee State. I'm just really being honest. How many people are really going to – I mean, I don't mean to knock on the moccasins because I have a lot of respect for Tennessee Chattanooga and what they've accomplished as a program. But how many people have the Alabama-Tennessee Chattanooga game, which, by the way, will kick off at noon on the SEC Network? How many people have that game scheduled, circled on your schedule this year? Oh, I can't wait for that game. Nobody wants to see that, Bill.
Kevin Hagan, every Friday, joins us. Baseball team hosting starting on Friday today. Your thoughts on that?
Bill, wow. What an incredible change of events. This SEC season, since Jason Jackson took over as the interim head coach, 10-4 record, as you said, hosting a regional for the first time since 2006, 17 years. And it's embarrassing to say that, but it's exciting at the same time. Alabama playing Nichols State tomorrow, Boston College, the 2 seed, Troy, the 3 seed. Alabama beat Troy a couple of weeks ago. Alabama's the 16 seed. I'm excited that they're getting to host a regional. Quite honestly, I was afraid they needed one more win in the Southeastern Conference to get there, but I think they are incredibly deserving of this opportunity. I don't care about the fact that if they win this region, they go to play number one Wake Forest and Winston-Salem. Bill, I'll go play the Tampa Bay Rays if we win this series. I'm just so excited for this program and the players and what Jason Jackson has done with this team. And I'll be real honest with you, Bill, you want to put pressure on them, but I like their region, and I really like Alabama's chances to get an opportunity to go face Wake Forest and Winston-Salem.
I keep asking you, just because I know the audience, is there any update on Alabama's line of thinking about the future head coaching position?
No, I think they're going to let it play out to see how the season goes. Greg Byrne, the AD, was asked about that yesterday. And I mean, what else can he say? I mean, we're all terribly impressed with the job that Jason Jackson's done. We're all terribly impressed with the tremendous leadership that these players have shown. Like I've said many times on your show, the players could have just quit, folded their tent. This is ridiculous. They haven't, and that's a tribute to the senior leadership on the team, but it's also a tribute to Coach Jackson. So I think at this point, you know, Greg Byrne's just going to let it play out. And, you know, I will say, I advocated for the Louisville coach last week, but at the same time, you have to respect what Jason Jackson's done. I have total faith, Bill, that Greg Byrne will make the right hire for Alabama baseball and seize this opportunity, like I've talked about many times in your show. Well, since the firing, this is an opportunity for Alabama to make the ultimate commitment to the baseball program. Bill, I want to see Alabama be a perennial top 10, top 15 baseball program. They've proven they've got the facilities. There's no reason, Bill, that Alabama cannot be in the upper third echelon of the SEC in baseball. Let's take this opportunity to make that happen.
I'm only asking this because you're in Kentucky and the Louisville coach is highly successful and is publicly expressed his displeasure with that university's support or lack thereof of baseball. So some make a connection. Alabama's a superpower. They can go pay a dude. That's not a problem. Has the chirping calmed down up there? Is there anything new?
No, the chirping has not calmed down. And, you know, there's a lot of baseball talent that comes out of the state of Kentucky, particularly Central Kentucky. And the reality is, my son was a very elite high school baseball player. The fact that, you know, in the state of Kentucky, Dan McDonald has pretty much owned the state of Kentucky. Now, the elite players, you know, like Walker Buehler ends up playing for the Dodgers, obviously. But the players that choose not to go to the MLB, Dan McDonald has owned the state of Kentucky, irregardless of who the UK coach is. So there are a lot of UK baseball fans that quietly will tell you they really hope Dan McDonald does decide to pack up the family and move to wherever, because he's been a real pain in their butt here.
Kevin, always good, my friend. Appreciate it.
Always an honor, Bill. Have a great Friday, everybody. And as always, roll tide.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
Kevin Hagan, there he is. Fantastic. When it's Alabama, when it's info, when it's whatever sport you want to get into, I have done this for decades and decades and even more decades. Nobody covers Alabama thoroughly with true insight than Kevin Hagan. And no, he's not in the business. Not in the business. Doesn't matter to me. There is no prerequisite that says you have to be in the business to get on this show. You have to be really good at what you do. That's important, but you don't have to be in the business. Jim and Jupiter. Bill, I wish Kevin was live. Florida State got a Bama baseball player, and I want to know if he's any good. Yeah, that's the only drawback, but that's we don't have a choice. Kevin did the show live for many, many years, and then his employer, which is the University of Kentucky, told him, and they did have some leadership changes, and whoever came in and took over his department said, don't want you doing radio during your job. And then I remember thinking, okay, Kevin's gone, right? And then I thought, I wonder if he could do it during his lunch break. And that's what we did. So that's what we do. He gets an hour for lunch at his job, and that's what we do, and it's good. Yeah, the one thing I really like when we're doing interviews is the interaction that comes to me during the interviews and the questioning that comes in. I like that. I want you to push the envelope. I want you to ask questions. When I'm talking to a guest, I can multitask a million different things at one time. None of that stuff bothers me. And if you have a question and you send it in now on the text line, or you send it in on Twitter and then back in the day on email, I love that. I love when you interject. Well, hey, what about this over here? What about that? I love that. Yeah. So, yeah, Jim, good question. Good question. I don't think I would be able to convey the baseball player you got there in the transfer portal. But there's going to be a lot of that, and they're already posting all these names. The other day they said there are already 600-700 names in the baseball transfer portal. Baseball transfer portal, yes. Kirkland down in Macon, GA. Bill, does Nick Saban see the fall before the collapse with more conference games for Alabama? Not sure I understand that. Let me read that again, Kirkland. Does Nick Saban see the fall before the collapse with more conference games for Alabama? Well, even though I don't quite understand the question, let me say a few things and maybe that answers whatever you're looking for. Nick knows they're going to 9 games. Nick knows this. And it was speculated on one of the media sites that their permanent opponents would be Tennessee, obviously. Auburn would be the most obvious. Then Tennessee. But then they threw in LSU. Again, which they already played those three anyways. But going to a 9th game, whoever that would rotate in, and we don't even know if those are the three. We know Auburn is a lock. We know Tennessee's a lock. But we don't know that LSU is a lock. That's not a lock. The first two are. Auburn, once we get to 3-6, Auburn's always a lock, no matter what the schedule is. And then next, priority-wise, it would be Tennessee. So are you asking, is Nick worried about this being the fall of Alabama as we know it? I don't think so. This is a very important year for Alabama. I'm not saying they got to win it all. But we need to see them righted as a national championship threat. Frankly, last year they were subpar by their standards in so many categories. That's just a fact. We've got to see that cleaned up.
Good morning. We still see some traffic volume right now on I-24 as you come up through the Hickory Hollow area, coming out of Rutherford County, leaving Murfreesboro, headed towards Davidson. Traffic still positive at the moment through Wilson County, Mount Juliet area. Some radar out near Belinda Parkway on I-40 there in the Mount Juliet area. Be careful. Hey, Nash Painting, they service all of Middle Tennessee. If you want your house painted by professionals, and I'm sure you do, check with these guys first, nashpainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Go golfers. Swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops. We've been serving golfers since 1968. Let us help you find the hottest gear from bags, balls, shoes, and apparel. All in stock at the best prices. Come in and test drive the latest arrivals from Titleist, TaylorMade, Callaway, Ping, and more. While you're there, get custom fit by one of our golf experts. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Shop us in store or online at EdwinWattsGolfShops.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Tennessee needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Hey, John, you know every first Friday of the month at the Bill King Show from 6 to 9 and our Greg Pogue and John Burton Show from 9 to 11 broadcast live on location at Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Yeah, but this first Friday, June 2nd, will be extra special when Nashville icon and News Channel 5 news anchor Vicki Yates spends 2 hours with us on her last day at News Channel 5. Listen to the show Friday, June 2nd from 9 to 11 from Kitchen Notes as we pay tribute to a true Nashville media legend and a wonderful lady, Vicki Yates.
All there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
The regional games start. Now, we're on Central Time. We launch it out of WNSR every day, and we're on Central Time. So if you're on Eastern Time, just adjust. But 11 o'clock my time is when these games start. Now, they stagger throughout the day. But early on, you've got Virginia and Army. That's at 11. You've got Kentucky and Ball State. That's at 11. UConn, Texas Tech, also at 11. And then Clemson-Lipscomb. Lipscomb from 10 minutes from where we're sitting here. They're in Clemson, South Carolina, and they play at noon. Now, in their time, that'd be 1 o'clock Eastern. And Lipscomb is a baseball program with rich history. Back in the day, they had a coach named Ken Dugan. And I believe the field's called Ken Dugan Field over there. And he won a national championship, maybe multiple ones. You guys that are local could correct me. I know he won one. Back then, they were in NAIA school. They won a national championship, and they had a summer camp that I would go to in the summers. And baseball camp. You did too? You went for basketball probably, though. Oh, you went to baseball. And, I mean, it was the thing. That's where you went. And a lot of good players from around here. I've told the story. I went to camp with a buddy of mine named Wally Knox, who ended up going to Ole Miss as a running back. And You know how when you're warming up in baseball and everybody's in a line and you're throwing the ball? We're doing that, and I'm talking to the guy next to me not paying attention and get hit right in the what would be the appropriate, the peaches. And I'm doubled over, and dudes are now laughing at me. Wally Knox threatens to whoop them all for me while I'm doubled over. And I don't know where I don't know where he is, but he went to Ole Miss, scholarship to Ole Miss to play running back. Now, they had signed Kenny Hooper, and they signed another All-American, and he didn't get a whole lot of playing time. Who was the other running back at Ole Miss back then? Can't remember. Kenny Hooper was from Cleveland, Tennessee. But anyways, yeah, I got right in the goods, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, at that age, when dude goes down, you get made fun of, right? They're not trying to help you. You're lucky they don't kick you there again. What's your dad? But, no. Lipscomb has a history of baseball, and I'm not suggesting they're about to go in there and run Clemson out. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there is a history there. Noah Kev up in Chicago says, Bill, Link Jarrett has started the rebuild down in Tallahassee. Got three out of the portal yesterday. Yeah, I need to see. I don't know if I know any of those players, though. Doesn't mean anything because I don't study baseball like I do football. But Ken in Middle Georgia says, Bill, the schedule I'd like to see for Georgia in 24. Because if you're just checking in, they did resolve temporarily the schedule debate. They're going to a 1-7 format in 24. Now, we play 8 games now in the SEC, so the number doesn't change. The format changes. No divisions and one permanent opponent, and then 7 that you'll play. Now, I would say rotate, but the problem with that is really you can't say rotate because the next year they're probably going to 9, and that's basically a reset then. But they have said that they will try and honor – the traditional games that aren't part of the one, meaning if it's Alabama-Auburn, which is a lock, or Georgia-Florida, which is a lock, we'll try and honor the Auburn-Georgia game and the Tennessee-Alabama game. They didn't say that specifically, but that's what that means. In a one-year deal, right? I would think in a one-year deal, you're not going to lose those rivalries. Then the next year when they go 3-6 – you're back, and those rivalries stick. So no problem there. Okay, Ken says, here's what I'd like to see for Georgia. South Carolina, Kentucky on the road. Tennessee at home. This is in 24. Florida, of course, in Jacksonville. Alabama at home. Alabama and Georgia do not play much historically regular season. Mississippi, Ole Miss, maybe Kiff on the road, Auburn, and Oklahoma at home. He said, that is what I would like to see. Obviously, you're going to keep, and you're not going to lose the Georgia-Florida game. That's permanent. Even though it's not written that way, it's permanent. And then in this list here, Kent preserves the Auburn relationship too. So, good stuff. Yeah, good stuff there. Jeff, too, said, Bill, going back to Evie's segment, Ole Miss played State 117 times in football. They played LSU 110 times. I would bet my salary 99% of Ole Miss fans would like to see the second game continue for Ole Miss after State. And it would be LSU over anybody else in the SEC. I think she's right. I mean, LSU, Ole Miss, goes back beyond Billy Cannon and Archie Manning, etc. Man, that's a long historic rivalry. Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with what she said. All right, here's what we'll do. We'll be right back.
Good morning. Still some heavy traffic trying to get up through Brentwood, Franklin right now on 65 going northbound. We did see some flashing lights 65 north just a few minutes ago there in the area of Harding Place. They were moving a stalled car. Still some volume right now, 24 westbound up through the Hickory Hollow area with that heavy traffic still coming in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro headed towards Davidson. Still watch for some radar out here this morning on I-42 parts of the Mount Juliet area. Hey, it's time to call Crest Pest Control. They do more than your average pest control company. Check them out at crestpestcontrol.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
All new spring deals are here at Lowe's. Start planting your garden this weekend with Bonnie 11.8-ounce vegetables. Buy four for $10. Plus, liven up your patios and decks with fresh blooms. Select 1.5-gallon hanging baskets or two for $16. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 5/17, in-store only. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. All new spring deals are here at Lowe's. Start planting your garden this weekend with Bonnie 11.8-ounce vegetables. Buy four for $10. Plus, liven up your patios and decks with fresh blooms. Select 1.5-gallon hanging baskets or two for $16. Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Offers valid through 5/17, in-store only. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Today is the day. Today is the day you empty your garage and closets of your old tech. Today is the day you hang up on that dial-up modem. Today is the day you tell that old GPS to get lost. Because while Staples recycles old tech for free each and every day, today, during Staples' free tech take-back, rewards members get $10 in Staples rewards when they recycle their tech. Cut the cord on your old tech and recycle it at Staples. N617, limit one reward per month. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Hello, this is Philip Cox from Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. Are you looking for new and exciting things to do with the family during the spring and summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free, a summer pass starting in May where kids 15 and under receive two free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join the fun as well. Visit any of the five local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Murfreesboro, Donelson, Hermitage, and Tusculum to register or just visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
The 2023 season of Atlanta Braves baseball is on, and this squad is fired up to make a run at a sixth straight division crown.
High fly, deep to left, forget about it for Austin Riley. A blast to left.
Catch the 2023 Atlanta Braves right here on Nashville's home for Braves baseball, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Yeah, Pete Cordelli, and again, we had phone problems earlier, played for Lou at NC State. Yeah, Pete did. And was with him at Arkansas, at Minnesota, Notre Dame. I thought maybe Pete was gone by the time they won the national championship in 88. He was not. He stayed through about 1990. So he was there when Tim Brown won the Heisman. He was there when they won the national championship in 88. And he was there in 1990 when they went to Knoxville and won. They had Rocket Ishmael. And I remember that game. I just want to say this. I think I've said it in the past. You cannot get a feel for speed, truly. Now you can watch it on TV and see a guy who's real fast, but you can't get a true feel for it unless you're on ground level. So whether you're on TV or if you're up in the stands, it's not the same as being on level footing with somebody. And they ran some kind of reverse with Rocket Ishmael. And I don't think I've ever seen a guy turn a corner like that in my life. with that kind of just, oh, my God, speed. Like, how could you possibly detain him in open green grass? Now, I was never on the field with Deion Sanders. I'm sure anybody could say the same thing, right? I mean, there's several guys you could say. And obviously, Rocket Ismail did not have the pro career like a elite Deion Sanders and some others. But you don't get a true feel for it unless you're on level ground with it. It's just not the same, okay? On film, yeah, you can watch a guy run away from people, and it's impressive. But just that feeling of awe is different when you're on level ground. I'll give you another example. If you're on level ground and you're watching a 6'7", 325-pound left tackle, offensive tackle, play pass protection, on TV, it doesn't look like a lot. It's a big guy. He comes out of his stance, and he's trying to hold off the defensive end, right? He's trying to, again, detain the defensive end in the play. I'm not talking about a running play now. Same with the running play. But if you're on level ground with a 6'7", 330-pound offensive tackle, and you watch how athletic he is at that size, he gets out of his stance, his footwork, you're in awe. It's just different. On TV, it's just some big dude, right? But those are two things that I guess you could say the same about a defensive end and a swim move or something, but or a three-technique defensive tackle and how twitchy they are. But you don't get a real feel for it unless you're standing there on level footing. I'm sure you Florida State fans who go to all the Florida State games could say the same thing about Deion Sanders or somebody, right? I mean, in Georgia fans, you could pick a guy out. I'm sure Herschel Walker. Back in 1980, here's a guy who weighed 225 and was he had elite track speed at that size. Say the same thing about him. I saw Herschel, but when I saw Herschel in his debut, I was on the upper deck at Neyland Stadium. So even though I could see it, you couldn't get the feel for it. You could get the feel for his power. For sure. South Pacific Sooner, Bill. Sooners and Texas, they are oil and gas schools. But I've always been curious what type of industry fuels Tennessee and Alabama as far as booster money. Well, Tennessee would be the Haslams. Historically, that would be right at the top. Haslam family, either politics or Pilot Oil. The Flying J, all that, that's the Haslam. Did they sell that? But forever, that was it. And so that would be one of them. It's either the DirecTV guy, the Dish TV guy is another huge donor. He's from Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Lives out in California. Hibbett Sports, I mean, there are several. Alabama, I mean, right at the top would be Paul Bear Bryant Jr., right? I mean, that's a big power broker down there. But I don't know if you could say it's an industry, per se. Obviously, if you're in Texas, Texas A&M in Texas, you're going to always talk about the oil business, right? And just the filthy, rich money that is down in that state, that monstrosity of a state. Kirkland said, Bill, here's what I was saying. If there are 9 conference games, last year in Alabama had a lot of close games. So with the extra game, could Alabama have lost 4 of those 9 conference games? And those are more often than not your tougher games. Well, they had a lot of close games that they – heck, the LSU and Tennessee games were very close that they lost. So you could look at that both ways, but – look, if we had the expanded playoffs right now, and I know that's not what you were talking about, Alabama's in the playoffs last year, and you got to deal with Bryce Young in a do-or-die situation. You'd have had to deal with Bryce Young and Nick Saban in a win-or-go-home situation. And, again, Alabama top to bottom wasn't as good as a couple of other teams last year. You still don't want to have to do that in a do-or-die. Now, Bryce Young's gone, but – I wouldn't have wanted to play Alabama last year. I don't think they weren't as good as Georgia, but postseason when you go home when you lose. Nick Saban's on the other side. Brad Powers when we come back. All your gambling stuff as we continue. Omni Nashville Hotel.